All right, good morning. Every week for about 2.5 years, we've been bringing you a prophecy update, showing you how news and trends in the world are corroborating centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. We often talk about the mark of the beast. It was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ way back in the first century. It's some sort of mark on your hand or forehead by which you will conduct all commerce. And those who are alive during the Great Tribulation won't be able to buy or sell anything without that mark. Anytime we see movement towards identifying an entire population using sophisticated technology, we're witnessing prophecy unfolding before our very eyes. A July 15 article posted on Times Online in the UK was titled, "India to issue all 1.2 billion citizens with biometric ID cards." Let me read some excerpts from that interesting article. India is to issue each of its 1.2 billion citizens, millions of whom live in remote villages and possess no documentary proof of existence, with cyber-age biometric ID cards. The government in Delhi recently created the Unique Identification Authority, the UIA, a new state department charged with the task of assigning every living Indian an exclusive number. It will also be responsible for gathering and electronically storing their personal details at a predicted cost of at least £3 billion. The task will be led by Nandan Nilekani, the outsourcing sage who coined the phrase, "the world is flat," which became a mantra for supporters of globalization. And so it's kind of a play on words, you know, where we know, you know, the world is round, right? You understand that? So, but he says, no, the world is flat. In other words, it has its boundaries now, and we're one global society. And then I like his quote. He says, "This is a humongous, mind-boggling challenge." Anybody who used the word humongous, you got to like that. But we have the opportunity to give every Indian citizen for the first time a unique identity. Apparently they don't have a unique identity without this number. But he says here, we can transform the country. If the cards were piled on top of each other, they would be 150 times as high as Mount Everest. So that's a lot of smart cards. Now at the end of the article, the writer provided the following factoids. He says, compulsory national ID cards are used in about 100 countries already, including Germany, France, Belgium, Greece, Luxembourg, Portugal, and Spain. German police can detain people who are not carrying their ID card for up to 24 hours. Most ID cards contain the name, sex, date, and birth, and a unique number for the holder. South Korean, Brazilian, Italian, and Malaysian ID cards contain fingerprints. Cards in some countries contain information on distinguishing marks of the holder. Now, it's not hard to predict where all of this is heading. In India, or rather, if India can provide cards for over a billion people, how many of which who are not even on the grid, so to speak, how much easier will it be for the more technologically advanced nations to do something similar? Now, the current financial crisis or something like it could force even us here in the United States towards a global economy that will involve first a card and then something a little bit more permanent and personal. Because after all, cards or other objects you carry are not very secure. Every week somebody leaves their cell phone here or their wallet or their purse or something, and that's just church. And so, you know, you wouldn't want these cards getting lost. And so, they're going to eventually microchip people, or better yet, they have now this permanent silicon ink by which you can be tattooed and it can be read by a reader. Now, the technology exists right now to implement a system like the one described by the Apostle John 2,000 years ago. None of the things we see today are the mark of the beast. His mark will involve swearing allegiance to him. It may involve some kind of an economic system that's in place based on this kind of technology. We're not saying this technology is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is when the Antichrist comes during the tribulation. He says, hey, you guys are already using this system, and now if you don't swear allegiance to me, you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything. And there'll be a clear time when people living during that time will have to make a decision for or against Jesus Christ. All of this foreshadows what the Bible says is going to come to pass in the last days. If you read your Bible, read the news, this is exactly what you would expect to happen, and it's happening. All the more reason to remind you that the coming of Jesus to resurrect and rapture the church is imminent. We don't expect to be here to see the Antichrist or for any portion of the Great Tribulation, not its beginning, not its middle, certainly not its end, because we believe in the pre-tribulation, premillennial rapture of the church. Jesus will come, resurrect the dead in Christ, rapture living believers, and then these things will happen. However, we see these things, the stage being set, and it's an encouragement to us to be ready, because we see that the Lord's coming must be so, so soon in the second coming, so how much more ready for the rapture? And that's why every week we say, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because why? I think we can do better than that. Just hang on for just a second. Ready? So, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Thank you.
All right, at this time, can the ushers come forward, please, to receive the offering? And while they do, let me go over some announcements with you. Now, the ushers didn't know it when they came here this morning, but we have a secret mission for them this morning. They're working this morning as runway models, supporting these new Calvary Hanford lanyards. And so, so all the folks who are serving on Sunday morning will have these lanyards on. And so if you need help on a Sunday morning, see one of the people who have the lanyards on, and they'll either know who to talk to or they'll know themselves what's going on. And so, just a little fun. I'm sorry, I had to mess with the ushers this morning. They'll probably get me another time. Now, tonight we'll have our Caltech class at 6 p.m. Inside of the fellowship hall. The cafe will be open. There will be child care, so bring your kids out. Tonight we'll study Genesis chapter 28, looking at that passage where Jacob sees the dream of the ladder. And we'll look at that and how Jesus, in talking to Nathanael in John chapter 1, referred to himself as that ladder. And so we'll look at that type from the aspect of who Jesus is and the work he did on the cross. Now, starting next week, we're going to take a break from our Genesis studies and we're going to have an apologetics class. And so we're going to take a couple weeks and study some different false teachings and false philosophies for the purpose of us being able to know what they believe and be able to share our faith with them. Now, whenever we do an apologetics class, it's never to build up hatred for these groups or even to blast them, but it's to equip people to share with them because we love them and they're entrapped in legalistic false teachings. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 3:15 that we're to be ready to give a defense to everyone, for the hope that we have within us. And so, beginning next Sunday night, we'll look at Mormonism. We'll look at their history, their beliefs, for the purpose of being able to have a reasoned answer for what they believe. And so we'll go through their doctrines, and then we'll have some different practical ways to share our faith. Personally, in my life, I was actually really bombarded by the cults when I first gave my life to the Lord. You know, I was in tears because I thought I was going to hell because I was confronted by people who were telling me that I'd be baptized into this certain name and these different things. Because I didn't speak in tongues or do all these different things, I wasn't going to heaven. And so, you know, the Lord really used that to draw me into the Word. And so we want to equip you so you don't have those same experiences. And so come out and join us next Sunday night. Also, Pastor Gino will be sharing a class in Gino also on the Emergent Church. So a lot of good stuff coming up. Now, Tuesday evenings, we have our recovery ministry at 6:30 p.m. They meet in the 4th and 5th grade room. It's open to all, whether teen or adult, woman or man. Come on out. These classes are geared to freeing people from addiction. And so maybe someone you know or you yourself, or maybe you just want to come out and support the ministry, we encourage you to come out and do so. Wednesday mornings, we have our men's fellowship. They meet at 6:30 a.m. in the cafe, and they're going through a series out of the pastoral epistles called The Measure of a Man. And so, man, we encourage you to get up and come on out and to study the Word with us. That evening, we have our midweek service at 7 p.m., Wednesday night, Ignite. We just finished the book of Revelation, 81 studies in the book of Revelation. Now we're going to begin the book of Ezekiel, which has a lot more chapters, and so we're excited, the time we'll spend in that book, and just studying God's Word. You know, the book of Ezekiel is great. Just read the prophet Ezekiel's ministry and just thank God that that's not your ministry, I mean, a lot of things that, that he had to go through, but, it's a great example of serving the Lord, you know, and being flexible to the Lord and His ministry. And also, really, the prophecies and the visions. It shows us the divine inspiration of the Bible that a God outside of time and space, you know, used 40 different people to write a book which transcends time in history. And it's really a great book. And so we encourage you to lock in starting this Wednesday into that book. Thursdays, we have our Girls for Truth, the only tween Bible study that is really cool in town. And so, if you have a tween Bible study, or if you have a tween and they're a girl, have them come on out. No boys allowed. Have them come on out and study the Word. You can see Hannah Reese or Katie Reese, their sister-in-laws, for more info on that. Saturday, we have our skate park outreach, and so maybe the Lord has been putting on your heart to share the gospel with some skaters out in Lemoore. See Alex Nava for more info. And lastly, First Watch meets at 6 p.m. in the cafe. Come and just spend some time in prayer with the Lord. Also, on August 16th, we're going to have our Sunday school teachers meeting. It's mandatory, and so if you're a Sunday school teacher, come on out after second service, somewhere around noonish. For a time of instruction. Maybe you yourself wants to be a substitute teacher, or you just want info on the children's ministry. We encourage you to come out as well. Family camp is officially full, and so if you're in, but maybe you want to sign up still, you can do so. We'll have a waiting list. And also in regards to that, if you have signed up and you were planning on going but you can't go now for the weekend, please let the folks know. That way we can get those people who are on the waiting list a spot so they can stay with us. Now, there is room for people to come up on Saturday. It's $30. You can sign up inside the bookstore. You just come on up for Saturday, do some fishing, some fun games, fellowship, and it'll be a great time up there, getting out of the valley for a while. We're going to have a baptism on August 16th at noon. And so if you're 13 years or older and you want to be water baptized, you can go inside of your bulletin, sign your name, and put your number, your email address if you have one. Tear that off, stick it in the offering box, or hand it to one of the ushers, the guys with the cool little badges. And they'll know what to do with those papers. They'll turn those in, and we'll get you set on the list. And, you know, it's just a neat thing to be water baptized. It's not essential for salvation, but it's that step. The Lord commanded us, be baptized. And it's that step in your Christian walk where you declare to everybody what the Lord has done in your heart already. Lastly, VBS was a blessing, as we announced last week. 30 kids got saved. And just to show you the fun, amen. Just to show you the fun that they had, we want to show you a little video. So enjoy this.